Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bring it up, Jake. You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, our crew, and you. The Power Hour and every hour here on You Better You Bet, presented by BetMGM. Make it legendary by downloading the BetMGM app and visiting BetMGM.com. 20 minutes from now, pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola joins the show. His best bets for Week 12 in the NFL. And 40 minutes from now, our bets for tonight in the world of sports, including side total and props for the Bills and the Texans on Thursday Night Football from Houston. That's coming up in 40 minutes, and we will take your submissions as well in the YouTube chat, in the Twitch chat, on Twitter, at the Costos, at Femi Abebefe, at You Better You Bet. Your best bet for the Bills and the Texans tonight. Bill Zimmerman will read the best responses later in the show. Poorly. But joining us right now to kick off the Power Hour is our good pal, NBC Sports betting analyst. I gotta tell you, man, the stand-up the other night for the NBA, you had like the all-black suit on. I think he's like tall, he's thin, he looks good. Our friend Jay Croucher, at Croucher, I gotta tell, like, the NBA stand-ups might be better than the NFL stand-ups.
Oh, I appreciate that, Nick. Yeah, no, it's a lot of fun. I feel very misplaced standing 3 yards away from Maria Taylor and Carmelo Anthony and Tracy McGrady talking about my little Josh Giddey props and stuff, but it is, it's a lot of fun and a big buzz.
Love it. Do you have a best bet for us, my friends? We'll get to awards. We'll get to the Heisman Trophy in a second. But a best bet, a side total, or a prop coming up for Week 12 in the NFL?
Yeah, I'll give you Derrick Henry over 85.5 rushing yards. Henry last year is routinely set 10 yards higher than this. And I think that the market is maybe a little bit slow to catch on that Henry is getting last year's usage again. He is breaking long runs again, broke the 59-yarder last week against the Browns. Past 5 weeks, Henry's averaging 98 rushing yards per game. He has gotten at least 18 carries in each of the past 5 weeks. And that is the main thing, because now he is a almost 2-touchdown favorite against the Jets. The Jets' rush defense has been surprisingly good the past 2 weeks without Quinn and Williams. I think that says more about the opposing rushing attacks that they were going up against. Quinshon Judkins, who has one of the worst offensive lines in the league in terms of run blocking, and then a Patriots offensive line that isn't that imposing either. Trayvon Henderson got into the end zone multiple times, wasn't super efficient. I think that Henry will be much more efficient. I think the Jets will finally feel the absence of Quinn and Williams, who is one of, if not the most, impactful run defenders in the league. Also a sneaky thing, Lamar Jackson hasn't really been Lamar Jackson this year. I know he's coming off the injury, but even before that, he has not been nearly as explosive or efficient through the air. So I think they may want to rely on King Henry, and I think that he will get to at least 86 rushing yards against a suspect Jets defense.
Yeah, to your point about Lamar Jackson, I think last game this past Sunday might have been the worst game of his career. Like, he was dreadful against the Cleveland Browns, but they won the game nonetheless. Lamar also won the Heisman Trophy. How about that for a transition? Let's talk about the Heisman right now. Fernando Mendoza, minus 110. The Indiana quarterback is your odds-on favorite. Julian Sain at Ohio State's plus 200. Marcel Reed, plus 550. Diego Pavia, a guy I talked about earlier this week, was 22-1, now 16-1. Not saying I had anything to do with that, but we did discuss it. How do you see the Heisman Trophy heading into this penultimate week of the regular season in college football?
Yeah, it's fascinating. I think this market is fascinating every year. I think that the inefficiency is that it's often priced like an MVP market when it has often been more like an offensive player of the year market. There is a natural skew to quarterbacks, which is the difference. But I think that the idea that the Big Ten title game is just absolutely going to be the Heisman decider, I'm not really convinced of that. I think if Fernando Mendoza, if he wins the Big Ten title, then he will win the Heisman going undefeated. But you got to account for the 65 to 70% world where he doesn't win the Big Ten title. And where does all of that equity go? Now, a lot of people think that's going to go to Julian Sain. He just hasn't resonated with voters. And I think there's the idea that he is just an excellent player, excellent quarterback, but he is just one member of an absolute super team. And I'm not sure people are going to give him the credit and want to vote for him as the Heisman unless he goes berserk against Michigan and Ohio and Indiana, in which case I think then he would be an inspiring choice. But I think that a lot of outcomes are saying is not the story of Ohio State winning the Big Ten. And if Mendoza goes down in that game and isn't heroic in defeat, then I think there is a vacuum. So who can step up to that vacuum? I'm with you, Femi. I like Diego Pavia. I think that the issue is that with Alabama losing on the weekend, just his path to the playoffs got a little bit more convoluted where now he needs help. Likely, in addition to winning both of his games. But I think certainly at 22-1, I think that his price was too long there. But the guy that I have my eye on at the moment is Jeremiah Love, who's 30-1. I think there is this consensus building that he is the best player in college football, and it's the award for the most outstanding player. And I think that if he finishes really strong, understand he doesn't have the most marquee matchups, but still, if he finishes really strong, Notre Dame gets into the playoffs, and the idea is that none of the quarterbacks are super inspiring and that everyone feels good about Jeremiah Love. He's finishing third in polling at the moment, and I think that just his case is kind of bubbling, and I think that if Sain doesn't impress, if Mendoza falls over, and if Love kind of has a big signature run these last two games and captures everyone's attention, I think there is a material chance that he is the guy that everyone feels best about, and I think that he should be much closer to half his current price in the market.
Yeah, I think that's very, very interesting because like last year, obviously, we had the non-quarterbacks with Jenty and Hunter. Hunter ended up winning that race there. But to your point, the quarterbacks, I mean, it feels like we're trying to force this thing. Like none of them really seem like true Heisman kind of guys. So Jeremiah Love, I mean, for my money, I think he's the best player in college football. But hey, I don't have a vote. But a lot of other people seem to say that as well. That's interesting. 30-1, Jeremiah Love for the Heisman Trophy. How about in the NFL? We were having this conversation, at least I was talking about it earlier during a 340 segment. The Cleveland Browns right now might be in line for two awards, and this is a team that might win three, maybe four games at the most. The updated win total is at 4.5. I guess, is that possible that the Browns are going to win both awards? And if one of those guys was not to win the award, who do you think is more vulnerable between Myles Garrett and Carson Schwessinger and DPOY and DRoy?
Yeah, it's interesting. I actually think they're both fairly appropriately priced in the market now. And usually in these awards, yeah, definitely there is a penalty if your team does feel a bit irrelevant and has a record that carries a stench. The issue is if you're taking shots at these guys, the Browns defense doesn't have a stench. No one blames the Browns defense for the quarterback situation on the other side. And I think that defensive rookie of the year, I don't think team success matters a ton there. I think it helps. I think it certainly could be a tiebreak in a close race. But I think the consensus is forming that Schwessinger has been the best performed defensive rookie of the year. And as you look back through history, like offensive rookie, defensive rookie, team success is not a prerequisite for that award. It just goes to who people think was the best performed rookie. Think to like Garrett Wilson winning on a really bad Jets team, offensive rookie of the year. Justin Herbert with the year that he won on the Chargers. receivers wasn't great. If you go back through defensive rookie as well, like Chase Young on a meh Washington team and so forth. So I think that Schlesinger, if he keeps on this current path, unless someone goes berserk behind him, I think that he is rightfully 70% equity in the market. Garrett's the interesting one because I think that DPOY, there is a little bit more of a team success threshold typically. Certainly Garrett, who probably should have got more consideration last year for the award. Myles Garrett was a better defensive player last year than Trey Hendrickson, and he got crushed by him in the vote because Garrett's team was so irrelevant and had three wins. I think, though, that his statistical gap to everyone else, the fact that he has 15 sacks in 10 games and his biggest challenger, Micah Parsons, has 8 sacks. And I say this as someone who's bet on Parsons a lot and would love Parsons to win, but I think the statistical gap is so severe. And I think that the thing that overcomes the record is Garrett's pedigree and the fact that he is generational as a talent and he's having his best season and that he has a material chance to break the sack record. So I think that his price is fair in market. I think that Schlesinger's price is pretty fair as well. And yeah, I think the 4 and 13 Browns could win two awards this year.
Incredible. Absolutely love it. This is You Better You Bet, Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, hanging out with our buddy Jay Croucher, NBC's lead betting analyst, co-host of the Fantasy Football Happy Hour, and on Twitter at CroucherJD. Last one for me, MVP. Stafford's your favorite, plus 135. Drake May, plus 175. We'll see Josh Allen tonight against the Houston Texans. He's at plus 450. Is there a bet to be made heading into this week in the MVP after Stafford took control as the favorite after his win over the Seahawks last Sunday?
Yeah, it's a little boring, but I don't think so. I think this market is pretty reasonably priced at the moment. I think Stafford is the rightful favorite. I think he's a little vulnerable because he is not, I don't think he's a quarterback of the caliber of Josh Allen or Lamar Jackson last year, where it just feels so unlikely that he'd slip over. He wasn't great against the Seahawks, and to be fair, he didn't make the backbreaking mistake or mistakes times four like Darnold did. But I think that he can be got, and it wouldn't be shocking if the rug does get pulled out from him. I think it most likely be in the rematch against the Seahawks in Seattle on a short week in prime time, that Thursday night game later in the season. But Stafford, the reality is he's played 10 games and he has 27 passing touchdowns and 2 interceptions. And I think it's kind of building that everyone wants to vote for Stafford because he's had such a great career. He's won a Super Bowl. He's beloved. He has just enough pedigree, I think, with the sidearm throws, and everyone is going to be cool with Matthew Stafford winning MVP. I think if the Rams get the one seed, I would be pretty shocked if he lost MVP. Drake May, I think, needs to get the one seed, and I think he needs Stafford to fall over a little bit to actually beat him. But I think he is the clear second favorite. And I think Allen is the clear third favorite. And Josh Allen has the most scope, I think, to just go ballistic down the stretch and take this award away from Stafford and May. But he doesn't have much margin for error. He plays a lot of tough defenses. The opposing defense matters less when you're Josh Allen and you just wear a cape and you can torch any defense. But I think that it doesn't help that he has to go up against defenses like the Texans tonight. He has some tough matchups coming up as well. So I think that Allen is a little bit up against it, but I think he's the third favorite. I grow a little pessimistic on Jonathan Taylor's chances of actually winning MVP. I think his bar is set pretty high, and I think that the quarterbacks are now probably going to be too strong for him to actually win the award. I think it would have to be like 2K rushing, 25-plus touchdowns, gets the one seed, and Stafford doesn't get the one seed. And once you price all that out, I don't think 9-1 is a bet. And I don't really think anyone's going to come from the clouds in this award, because I think that Stafford and the fact that someone has to win the AFC East, I think that probably sets too high of a bar for someone to really surge home from nowhere.
30 seconds for this one, and maybe we can save some time for the NBA. Do you have any like wacky thoughts in NFL award markets?
No, I think the only one is comeback player of the year, which I'm hesitant because I've had wacky thoughts the past 2 years there. Well, to be fair, 2 years ago was not a wacky thought. It was anti-wacky thinking DeMar Hamlin would win. But I think that this year, like all these favorites, like they're pretty vulnerable. Dak Prescott is 4-5-1 with a brutal schedule to close. Christian McCaffrey is averaging 3.7 yards per carry on a Niners team that's probably going to finish third in its division. Aiden Hutchinson feels like he hasn't done anything in like 6 weeks, and he's going to finish fourth in Defensive Player of the Year, something like that. So the bet for me in this market would be Stephon Diggs at 22-1, because I think there is a path where he can get to 1,200 plus receiving yards. He can end on an absolute tear. He can go off against the Bills in the return matchup to clinch the division. And he can be seen as the best skill position player by far on a one-seeded Patriots team out of nowhere. And then also has this kind of story arc of, you know, Diggs, I think, had some question marks about his character and his leadership. And now seems like he is kind of a veteran leader on this feel-good Patriots team. So if he goes berserk, and I think he's going to need something like just a monster game against Buffalo, or the following week they play the Ravens, just an explosion in one of those games that can kind of paper over his statistical deficiency compared to McCaffrey in particular. But Diggs at 22-1, I think that's a little bit too long. I don't think at this point he's less likely to win than Aiden Hutchinson. So that would be my wackiest awards take at the moment, Nick, that Stephon Diggs could come from the clouds in that one.
If Derek Queen wins NBA Rookie of the Year after I didn't say it on the air,
hey, but declared it.
I've been talking about Jalen Duren for a while for Most Improved. Will you come on the show and declare that Nick Kostos is the greatest awards bettor on the planet?
Sure, I'll do that for you, Nick. Derek Queen, that would be a true straight out of the clouds. Not clouds of
would
the
dirt
either. It'd be pretty
would
surprising. It be? Yeah, I don't know. On the New Orleans Pelicans.
You know what I think sometimes? I'm being serious. You know what I think sometimes? You know what I think sometimes? You know, like, you know, Cooper Flagg's awesome and Con Knipple's awesome. How did... Yeah. You know what? I don't want to do this. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next. Well, maybe we won't for Thanksgiving. Happy Thanksgiving, buddy. You do that
Happy
in Australia?
Guys. We don't have Thanksgiving in Australia, but I'm adopted American.
Well,
I'm
guess
American
what? Well, sucks for you.
Yeah. I cheer for LeBron and Team USA in the
Bye.
Olympics now.
Yeah. We're
we'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Kostos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
There are reports that, indeed, Keon Coleman will be a healthy scratch tonight for the Buffalo Bills. We are waiting for confirmation on social media to make sure that that's the case. We'll know about a half an hour from now when the actives and inactives come out for Thursday Night Football. But we are expecting Keon Coleman to be inactive. We will bring you that news once it is official, one way or another. And Femi and I will give you all our best bets for tonight in the world of sports, not just the NFL, but I've got an NBA bet tonight. Look forward to giving that out a little later. Side total and props for Thursday night, 20 minutes from now. But joining us right now on the show, Joey Kanish's boss. Kanish, I don't even want to he said some really questionable things in his interview today. I don't even want to bring them back up. Our friend Rob Pizzola, pro sports bettor of The Hammer, Forward Progress is the NFL show. You can find it on YouTube or in podcast form. BetStamp is the app, on Twitter at his name, at Rob Pizzola. Rob, welcome back to the show. I kind of want to start by asking you if Italy's going to make the World Cup after the playoff path was released earlier today.
Yeah, I mean, immediately all my friends message, this is like the state of Italian soccer right now. Group chat's going off. It's like, oh no, we're done. I mean, the draw was Northern Ireland, Bosnia, and Wales. I mean, Italy should make the World Cup, but they should have made the World Cup the last couple of times, and they drew North Macedonia and Sweden, and they lost both of those, so you don't know. They're better than those teams, but ultimately, I mean, it's single knockout. They're not that, like, that much better than these lower-tier European teams at this point, unfortunately, sad to say. So I'm rooting for it, Nick. I think they will. I'm trying not to be a homer, but historical precedent of the last few qualifying campaigns, you just never know.
Is Gennaro Gattuso a disgrace to Italians if Italy misses the World Cup?
No, because he came in and, like, he hasn't had been able to put his stamp on the team truly yet. He came in midway through the campaign, so he won't be viewed as a disgrace. I mean, I view him as a disgrace for starting Brian Cristante in the midfield for them, who basically might as well be wearing cement boots out on the field, the way that he receives passes and stuff. Anyways, I could go on for days about the state of Italian soccer, but there will be no direct finger blaming on this one at the coach because he came in midway through the campaign.
I'll tell you what, take a Cristante, put some marinara sauce on it, like a little melted cheese, and you're cooking with gas. All right, let's talk about the National Football League this week. So Rob sent me, as always, sent me four games. We're going to start with those games. And this week I was able to accurately guess all the sides and totals that Rob wanted to bet, so yay me. Rob, Lions and the Giants in Detroit, with Jackson Dart expected to play. Side and total market, Detroit 10.5. Total of the game is 50. What say you?
So I don't know that it's a foregone conclusion that Dart will play because it's the second day where he's a non-contact participant in practice. And that doesn't mean that he can't play, but like there's no progress today, which you usually want to see on the Thursday. So I think it's up in the air. It doesn't really matter to me, though, who plays quarterback in this game. I like the over. And this is very much predicated on the fact that when the Lions can run the ball on offense, they score at will. And when they can't, they have games like last week where they look to struggle. But this is a game against the Giants with a very depleted front seven, hasn't been able to stop the run all year. And these are the types of opponents that the Lions they boat race. Now, the problem is I don't trust the Lions defense just yet. Some might ask, well, why not just lay the number on the Lions? I mean, they still have injuries in the secondary. They're going to get healthier as the year goes on. And in fact, once playoffs come, I mean, maybe this is a dark horse in the NFC because of where they're going to be at a health perspective. But for this game, either Dart or Jameis can move it. I almost prefer Jameis from a totals perspective because he gives you more like wild variance in the form of pick sixes, stretching the field a little bit more. But ultimately, I see this as a game with a lot of points. I played over at 49.5. 50 is fine. I made this north of 51.
Elena Getzenberg, who covers the Bills for ESPN, reported that Keon Coleman is expected to be a healthy scratch for tonight. So we'll find out for sure in a little bit, but for the live audience, Keon Coleman expected to be a healthy scratch for Buffalo. Rob, Pats and the Bengals in Cincinnati. New England, a 6-point road favorite. Total here is 51. So before you give us your, like, how you're betting this game, which I'm guessing will dovetail in with what you expect to happen with Burrow, like, what is your take on the betting market and what it's saying right now about whether or not Burrow will play? Give us your analysis here, please.
Yeah, typically the betting market's going to react to any new piece of information. So yesterday you get a full practice for Burrow. Some people take a stance on the Bengals, be like, there's the probability is not zero that he's going to play anymore. Now you got a second full practice in a row, and that probability is getting higher, like to the point where it's probably greater than 50% now that he actually plays. And you're going to just see more and more money as the week goes on, as we get closer to a confirmation and then a final amount of Bengals money, at which point, like, I want to be the guy on the Patriots at that point because I look at the Bengals and the defense is terrible. Where are they going to get stops in this game against New England? Like, they struggle to cover in space. They can't tackle well. They are useless in terms of pass rush without Trey Hendrickson on the defensive line. And then do I trust Burrow in his first game back without the number one receiver in Ja'Marr Chase to basically match points with this team? I don't. So to me, this is all about how do I get in on the Patriots at the best price possible in this game? Because I think that there's, even with Burrow plays, there is a extremely stark contrast between these two teams.
Yeah, we are in lockstep with that thought. That is exactly my strategy. Like, let's get Burrow in there. Let's be able to lay a much better number with the New England Patriots. How about our team, Rob, coming off the Monday night win, giving us some joy on a Monday night in an island spot. Cowboys now hosting the Philadelphia Eagles. Not a great week in Philadelphia, which is insane because they're 8-2 and they're the one seed, but there's a lot of noise about Jalen Hurts and his teammates being frustrated with how he's been playing. But on the Dallas side, these new defenders with the trade deadline that they acquired, making the defense look a little bit better. How do you see this game playing out? Eagles, 3-point favorites, total 47.5.
Yeah, I'm buying the Cowboys right now, Femi. I mean, I'm a fan of the team. I like to think that I can think impartially with them. And you don't want to put too much stock into the Monday night game because it's the Raiders. And the Dallas D-line in that game killed the Raiders O-line. That's been an issue for them all year. But logic tells us that when you get five players returning on defense like the Cowboys did last week, or Quinnen Williams, who they traded for, that there's going to be some sort of defensive improvement going forwards. And I think we're seeing that with the Cowboys. And I don't know that it's accurately reflected here in the price of this game necessarily. I love the Eagles in terms of like a defense, the defensive side of the ball. Yeah, you can make a lot of cases that they might be able to shut down the Cowboys offense because this defense is that good. But the offensive side of the ball here has been such a slog for them, right? They can't generate explosive passes anymore. The formula is easy for opposing teams. They're just playing a lot of zone coverage against Jalen Hurts. The Cowboys have played a lot of zone this year, and he will not throw the ball into tight windows. So they're just left with this struggling offense. And I mean, at this price, I had to buy the Cowboys. Obviously, I much prefer 3.5, but even at the current BetMGM price, +3/-102, if I hadn't bet anything in that game, I would show an edge on this game at that price. So I think that's playable.
You better you bet on this Thursday. Our guest, pro sports bettor Rob Pizzola, on Twitter at his name, at Rob Pizzola. Colts and the Chiefs became slightly more complicated, I guess, a couple hours ago. Daniel Jones limited in Thursday's practice with a calf injury. NFL media insider Ian Rappaport did say it's just the Colts being cautious, which seems to indicate the market didn't move, that Jones is going to start on Sunday. As it stands right now, Rob, the number at MGM is 3.5 for Kansas City, way juiced towards Indy, so we're close to 3. Total in the game is 50. Feels like a must-win for the Chiefs. How are you betting it?
Yeah, if I had a nickel for every time Ian Rappaport gave an incorrect injury report, I would probably be a billionaire by this point in time right now.
He's taken a lot of shrapnel recently from people, and like probably deservedly so.
It's kind of like a running joke in like the Sharp group now. If like Rappaport reports it, it doesn't mean anything. That's not to say that it can't be correct in this particular instance, but I like the Colts in this game. But I would highly recommend you wait till the Friday practice report and make sure that Daniel Jones is a full participant in practice. I don't like midweek quarterback injuries. But with that said, the Colts have a lot of opportunity to be able to run the ball on the Chiefs in this game. The Chiefs' run defense this year has been a major issue. And the specific types of runs that have given them problems are the schemes that the Colts tend to run the most on offense as well. And I think once Indy gets the running game going, they're kind of humming. On the other side of the ball, teams are challenging KC to beat them deep, and they can't do it. I mean, they're trying to put together these long, methodical drives, but teams are playing against that now, and they're just struggling to do that. You look at the cornerback group for the Colts and what they're going to put on the field this week. I mean, that's three really, really good corners that are going to be out there against these receivers. I want the Colts in this game. I've already bet some Colts in this game, but if you haven't yet, I would just wait, make sure DJ's a full participant on Friday, then from there you can go.
Do you think the Chiefs are going to miss the playoffs? 10 seconds for that one.
Wow. You gave me 10 seconds. I'm going to use it all to think. I'm going to say yes.
Would you bet it?
I would bet yes at the current market prices. Not that it's more likely that they would miss than not. I would bet yes at the current market prices. I think the Chiefs are very overvalued in market.
I think I hate you. You bet on this Thursday. Let's do a lightning round now that we've got through the four big ones. Packers and the Vikings on Sunday in Lambeau. I think I've talked myself into the Vikings winning the game outright. 6.5, 41.5. What do you got, Vikings and Packers, if anything?
I would have loved to see that conversation happening in your head after watching J.J. McCarthy airmail like 14 passes in a row last week. I like the under in this game. It's got to be over 41. 41.5 is the cutoff. The Packers' offensive numbers are so completely inflated, having played some terrible defensive teams this year. Washington, Dallas, Cincinnati. Like, you remove those games out of the equation and you look at what they've done against functional defenses, it's been really bad. Not having Tucker Kraft there is killing the offense. On the other side, I just don't trust J.J. McCarthy yet, and I don't know that he's going to fix the mechanics in a span of 1 week against a solid defense that plays a lot of coverage. So I think the total's a little bit too high. I like the under.
All right, so Rob with the under and the Packers and the Vikings. What about the Shedeur Sanders Bowl in Las Vegas? Raiders 4 against the Browns, total 36.
Yeah, to say I have any confidence in making a number on this game would be a lie. I don't. It's really, really hard to price this game because of Shedeur Sanders, obviously. 4-for-16 in a pick, but arguably, I might be recency biased, but it looked the worst that I've ever seen a quarterback look the first time that I've seen them in the NFL. It was that bad. Like, I would take Dorian Thompson Robinson from last year on one leg, maybe over Shedeur Sanders, which I saw last week. The problem is the Raiders' O-line is so bad. Like, and they're going to go up against one of the best D-lines in the league with a quarterback that can't face pressure. And this is the team that has to win by margin. So I don't know what to do here. If I had to pick the game, I would probably lay it with the Raiders, but I have not done anything with this one.
Absolutely. I love it. Bears and the Steelers in Chicago. Maybe Aaron Rodgers plays. Bears at juice 2.5, 45.5 the total.
Yeah, tough one, not knowing what the quarterback situation is going to look like. And we don't have any more clarity on that one today. I kind of don't like either of these teams and kind of just want to fade both of them moving forwards. Bears are nothing for me at the current market price. They've been so lucky, though, defensively with generating turnovers this year. And at some point, that luck is going to run out. Maybe this is the voodoo game for the Steelers. I think a hidden matchup edge here is actually just the coaching in the game, because Ben Johnson is very modern head football coach, offensive oriented, schemes a lot of stuff open. Tomlin, more of an old school guy. I don't really trust him to make the best decisions in game. Not a ton to do here, though, in my opinion, Nick. I lean Bears, but I likely won't have it this weekend.
Sunday night football. Rams almost a full touchdown favorite against the Bucs, 49.5.
Yeah, I kind of like the Rams. What was really interesting to me yesterday was the fact that Tampa throws out an injury report with like 15 players listed due to illness and flu is going around, but there's no market reaction to that whatsoever. Like, that has to be worth something. Whether it's like the lack of preparation they're going to get this week because guys are sick throughout the locker room, maybe it rolls into game day, but this is not the team that I would want to have the flu against. Like, the Rams are a very complete football team. Tampa's probably going to miss Jamel Dean in the secondary. You know what Sean McVay does when he sees a pass defense that he can attack? He just passes all over them. And I honestly think the Rams are going to score a lot of points in this game. So to me, it's Rams or nothing. The Bucs just have not been the same for a long time now. Offensively, they're really missing the lack of weapons at wideout, Bucky Irving. So I make this one like 7 flat. You can decide if you want to play -6.5, -115. If I did, it would be like a smaller bet, I guess.
Let's do 5 seconds per. Seahawks 13 at the Titans, 40.5 the total.
Lay it with the Seahawks.
I agree. Ravens 13.5 against the Jets. Tyrod starting, 44.5 the total.
I really want to bet the Jets, but actually loading Jets into an account and like typing in a bet amount and clicking submit is way harder than you would imagine it could be. Baltimore doesn't have the explosiveness on offense to be laying these prices. Like, they have nothing in the explosive passing game anymore. Lamar's not running the ball. It's too big a price. The Jets stink, but yeah, it's Jets or nothing.
Jags, Cardinals, Falcons, Saints, anything in those games to wrap?
So Jags, Cardinals, nothing. I have not considered that game. I just need to see what Arizona's team is going to actually look like this week through injury report. I bet a lot of Saints. It's probably still a little bit short, in my opinion, but like, I got very different numbers than what's available here, so I don't want to like advocate for it. Kirk Cousins, post-Achilles, is brutal. He's a worse quarterback than Tyler Shuck in this game.
Who's Cousins or Shedeur?
Oh, Cousins there. I cannot get over that Shedeur game last week.
I think it might be Shedeur. At Rob Bazzola on Twitter. Check out Forward Progress. Rob comes on the show all the time. Support him in the hammer. My friend, good luck with the bets this weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks, guys. You too.
The great Rob Bazzola joining us here on You Better You Bet. On the other side, Femi and I wrap the show with all our bets for tonight.
We'll be right back with You Better You Bet on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcast.
This is You Better You Bet with Nick Costos, Femi Abebefe, and the crew on the BetMGM Network. Make it legendary.
Have some thank yous to dole out before we wrap up the tremendous Football Thursday edition of You Better You Bet with all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Three tremendous guests on the show today. How about the great Joey Knish? Sometimes I forget. I have to think back. Joey Knish, amazing. Jay Croucher, sensational. Rob Bazzola, magnificent. We were having a tremendous off-air conversation with Rob after his segment, and Mike Brown screwed up the links, and Rob got knocked out while we were talking about something that had to do with the NFL this weekend. Fantastic job by our video producer, the great Mike Brown. Our executive producer, Bill Zimmerman. Our technical director is Tyler Morales. Our engineer, the wonderful and handsome Jake Hassan. Our associate producer, Addie Bates. No, Addy, you can never leave. You're too good at your job. Coming up after us here on the BetMGM Network, a four-hour live betting extravaganza known to you and yours as BetMGM Tonight. Brad, who is your co-host tonight?
Ryan Horvat.
Oh, I love that. Horvy's on the show tonight. Horvy will be with us tomorrow on You Better You Bet as well. We look forward to that. And our guest at this time, the one, the only, Brad Evans. Brad, welcome back to the show. Happy Thursday. Hola, amigo.
Hola, amigos. Bartender, pour my dudes a stiff drink and just leave the bottle because I'm going to swallow the worm.
Oh, well, there you have it. Brad, what is your one single biggest takeaway from a very busy Wednesday night in college hoops?
Arizona, I think, is going to win the national title. I know it's incredibly early, but now they got three marquee wins away from their friendly confines here in Tucson. Remember, they knocked off the very first game of the year on a neutral floor in Sin City. The Florida Gators are reigning national champs, 93-87. And then they turn around, about 10 days later, and they go to the Intuit Dome in UCLA's backyard and knock off a rock-solid Bruins team in which they had a late deficit. They crawl back in and secure the victory. And then last night, you go to Stores, and I understand that Terrace Reed was out, the center for UConn, averaging 20 points per game, absorbed a gut puncher three toward the end and still got the dub. I was hammering the live lines on Arizona plus money significantly later in the second half. They came through. So that team, far and away the most impressive squad in college basketball. And yes, America, they only have an outstanding front court. They have what is necessary to win in March, a dynamite backcourt.
How good is Jaden Bradley?
Exceptional. Ice water in the veins, man. Final like 2-3 minutes of every single game, I want the ball in his hands. He can beat you off the dribble, kiss it off the glass, get score from outside. He can get and one opportunities, get the charity stripe and make you pay. The guy is just a stone cold assassin in a high leverage situation. So he is a player certainly that could be in the National Player of the Year conversation. And I think he is going to be an absolute sensation come March Madness.
See, that's funny because is he even better than he might even be the best player on his team, right? With Coa Pete on the same team. Brad, awesome job as always on the show. We look forward to BetMGM tonight. Brad and Ryan Horvat coming up after us here on the BetMGM Network. Have a great night. We will catch up with you tomorrow on a phenomenal Football Friday.
Xavier Hutchinson over 13.5 receiving yards. I'm out.
Brad Evans joining us here on You Better You Bet. I think that bet's going to lose that Brad just gave out. And I'm not saying that to troll. I have a reason why I think that's the case. I will reveal that coming up in just a little bit. Femi, have you ever swallowed the worm?
No. It's a no-go for me. Have you?
No. Bill Zimmerman has. Bill, have you ever swallowed the worm?
Long time ago, Nick. So
the answer is yes.
Yes, I have.
Have you ever
bar crawl?
Have you ever done
Syracuse,
a scream?
Yes, I did.
Have you ever done a screaming eagle?
No.
Do you know what that is?
No, but I'm confident I've never done it.
Does anyone on the show, on our crew, know what a screaming eagle is? I don't know if this is just like a New York City
is
thing.
Is it a Fordham thing? I don't know.
Yes, like we did it at Fordham. I don't know if it's like, I never did it. And you know I would admit it if I did. It's when, like, the blunt is at the end and someone swallows the blunt. When it's, like, down to, like, the very end. Screaming eagle.
Yeah, I've
never done
that,
no.
I haven't either, but I know people who have. All right, let's get to all our bets for tonight in the world of sports. Please drop, Jake, the dope-ass beat. All right, we want everybody to go for the end zone without breaking a sweat with today's Pro Football No Sweat Token. You'll get your stake back in bonus bets if your wager doesn't win. Make it legendary with BetMGM. Download the BetMGM app and please gamble responsibly. And don't forget to download and subscribe to You Better You Bet in podcast form. Femi gave you a bunch of award bets and analysis earlier in the show. Coach of the Year, Offensive Rookie of the Year, Defensive Rookie of the Year. Search You Bet wherever you find your podcasts. Femi, you just have NFL, right? So I'll just go with my NBA bet for tonight.
Yep. Yeah, I just got some NFL stuff. An absolute banger NFL bet.
Oh, I love it. I can't wait for it. I'm just loading up Basketball Monster, which is, like, I think the best site that has NBA injury news live as it updates. Oh, Paul George is playing tonight for the Sixers? When did that happen? He was like, literally, this is so, dude, I love the NBA. Like, Paul George was out and now he's playing. Like, how does that happen from out to playing?
That should not be allowed. Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Like, the Sixers were, all right, okay. I can't get upset about this. We have too much. I love the Sixers tonight. I bet them last night they lost. I understand. They're on the road at Milwaukee. Giannis isn't playing. The Bucks without Giannis, I actually think, are the worst team in the NBA when Giannis doesn't play. And maybe I'm the sucker. I was last night with Charlotte for sure. Terrible bet. The Pacers blew them out. This can definitely lose. I have to take my opinion to market like little piggies. Sixers money line. The price can't be this. The Bucks are the worst team in the league if Giannis doesn't play, and he ain't playing. Give me the Philadelphia 76ers. Oh, man, I forgot. Bill has the real one submissions. Bill, what do the real ones have in store for the Bills and the Texans tonight? That's my bad.
That's all right. We'll jump in really quick here. How about at Big Ticket Show on Twitter? Josh Allen over 34.5 rushing yards. I love this explanation. Houston, 31st in rush yards given up. Opposing QBs. He loves Allen. Kenny says Knox anytime touchdown plus 330. No Kincaid, no brainer. And JTB38 in the YouTube chat says he's going with Dalton Schultz alt overs. Bills give up 5.1 receptions a game. The tight ends. Davis has been targeting Schultz, and we've got positive game script. So there you go. Little sample from the real ones.
Honestly, that might be the best submissions we've got from the real ones, like actual stuff behind the bets other than just like Texans plus 5. Great job by the real ones. Thank you very much, Bill Zimmerman. FME, we can be quick here with these. Like everyone knows, like, oh, and just Keon Coleman is officially inactive, just so everybody knows. And we've been talking about it for the last hour. He's officially inactive. No other surprises with actives and inactives. We've been talking about it all show. Dalton Kincaid is out. We've known that since yesterday. I laid 5.5 with the Bills. The betting market is moving hard, though, Femi, towards the Houston Texans. How are you betting the game? Where do we have elsewhere other than MGM, etc.?
Yeah, there's a pretty sharp sportsbook here in Las Vegas that went to 4, a little bit of buyback at 4, so now we're sitting here at Bills 4.5. So that's where the market is headed. I see a bunch of 5s out there in the market. That's the consensus number, but there's a sportsbook that has 4.5. I'm looking at the app right now. As for my bet, talked about it on Monday, talked about it on Tuesday. I like the Houston Texans. I bet plus 6. I still like it at 5.5 or 5. 4.5, I still like it there. I think Houston wins the game. I bet plus 225 on the money line. Houston's very, very live. Not only do they win the game, I also have some Houston to make the playoffs. Not only do they make the playoffs, I want to bet Houston 16-1 to win the AFC South. I think this team is going to surge at the end of the season, and the Indianapolis Colts, starting on Sunday, we're going to see some of what we saw prior to the bye week. I think the Colts have a second-half swoon. Texans steal the division at price. I think it makes a ton of sense. I bet 16-1. There's some 15-1 out there as well. Anything beyond 10-1 is a bet on the Houston Texans to win the division.
We need to clip that and have that be on social, because that was magnificent. I don't know if I agree, but like, who cares? You had the Rams last year, and I had to be talked into it after you got a way better price than I did. So Femi on the Houston Texans here to win the AFC South and to win the game tonight. What would the Texans theme song be?
We going to Houston. And I said, giddy up, U-turn. What's up, Houston? What's up? Shout out to Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Could we have done like Paul Wall instead?
You don't like Sir Mix-a-Lot? We could do Paul Wall.
30 down at the bottom, 30 more at the top.
At the top.
All invisible set of little ice cube blocks. All right. Let's get to Femi's Island first touchdown scorers, and I can be quick with the props. Go ahead, please.
Tonight between the Bills and the Texans. For Buffalo, let's go with a new guy, a guy who emerged last Sunday. We're not looking for a close shave, America. We need a no-doubter in Tyrell Shavers to be your first TD scorer at 20-1. And for Houston, Davis Mills is going to be looking for all reliable, with Buffalo trying to load up to stop the run. That's when he hits his tight end, Dalton Schultz, for a little play action on the opening drive. And it'll be Schultz at 16-1 as your first TD scorer. So it's Tyrell Shavers, it's Dalton Schultz, and I'll see you on the island.
Oh, I love it. I love it. Do we have time to play the Prop King imaging or no? Like, maybe not? Go ahead.
Listen, we got about 100 seconds left in the show.
Now approaching the betting window, it is your Prop King, Nick Costos. All hail King Costos.
All hail King Costos.
Worship me, subhuman filth. Two bets for the Prop King tonight. Both yardage props. You know, the Prop King and Femi's Island are synonymous here. Synonymous is not. We're simpatico. I can't do the voice. You get canceled. Tyrell Shavers over receiving yards. Tyrell Shavers, 4 catches, 90 yards last week, emerging as a weapon here for Josh Allen. Tyrell Shavers receiving yards number right now at MGM, sitting at, with Keon Coleman at, 22.5 over. And listen, we've been betting this one for weeks, and every week it goes over. 7 targets in each of the last 2 games for Mr. Davis Mills. That's right. Jaden Higgins, over 27.5 receiving yards. Higgins over receiving yards. Shavers over receiving yards. Higgins anytime touchdown. Shavers anytime touchdown. And we're going to make this an island collab. I'm headed out to the island with Jaden Higgins, first touchdown scorer tonight. We'll see you tomorrow on a Phenomenal Football Friday. Until then, I'm Nick Costos, wishing you minimal sweats, winning bets, the absolute very best of luck. Femi, can you say Jaden Higgins in the island voice to wrap any first touchdown?
Jaden Higgins to beat the Panthers for the first TD score.
Thanks for listening to You Better You Bet. Up next, it's BetMGM Tonight on the BetMGM Network.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This is Free Range with Von Miller, the podcast where I step outside the lines and I take you with me. Each week, we're talking everything from the biggest stories around the league to the biggest stories off the field. This isn't your average sports podcast. This is game meets culture, locker room meets living room, and no topic is off limits. So if you're into good conversations that ruffle a few feathers, join me every Wednesday and follow Free Range with Von Miller everywhere you get your podcasts.